and to learn with you. Thank God, this is not actually the first time we've had you this year, so we're so happy that you've come back and you're back with us, and Meretz Hashem for many more times. So without further ado, I'm just going to put you on spotlight, if that's okay, so everyone can see. Thank you so much, Ms. Harris.
Okay. Thank you so much, Rabbi Bernstein, for inviting me to speak. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for this special shiur, if you will. Today is Yom HaZikaron in Eretz Yisrael. They have already moved from Yom HaZikaron into Yom HaAtzma'ut. Today is Yom HaZikaron, and tomorrow is Yom HaAtzma'ut, Nidcha, if you will. Hey, this year is really on Shabbos. The State of Israel was declared on Hey, in 1948 to prevent widespread Chilul Shabbat. We have a Nidcha celebration, and the observance of Yom HaAtzma'ut is tomorrow. I like to distinguish between Eretz Yisrael and Medinat Yisrael. They are not the same things, and sometimes they are used interchangeably, and it's an error, I think. I humbly suggest it's not a bad error, but we just have to differentiate between the two. Eretz Yisrael, there's a beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Al Shosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid, Al Torah V'Alvodah Gudas Chasadim, where Rabbeinu Yonah describes how Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and Har HaMoriah are the epicenter of the entire world. Eretz Yisrael, from the time of the days of our first forefather, Avraham Avinu, Lechacham, Eretz Yisrael, Mimoladetcham, Beis Avichal, Eretz Yisrael, Araka, has been a foundation of ourselves as a people and a foundation of the entire world. Medina Israel, as we know it, is very young. She is only 73 years old. So when we talk about the miracle of Medina Israel and Hakamat Medina, we are not talking about Eretz Israel. That is a gift of God to our people from time immemorial, from the time our nation was founded. But we are talking about the miracle of the modern day state of Israel. And before we have the celebration of Yom HaAtzma'ut, we have the commemoration of Yom HaZikaron, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker. The way that our people and our religion works is that we have the evening, the erbuvia, the confusion, the darkness before the morning. This is represented in these 2 days, which could not be more different. Yom HaZikaron in the modern day state of Israel is one of the most somber days on their calendar. It is a day of reflection, of contemplation, of mourning, a day when the military cemeteries are full of visitors, a day when the news plays tributes to the mourners, to those who we have lost, when there's a siren ushering in the day, there's a state ceremony, and from that sense of avelus and mourning, we move into the celebration of thanks for the modern-day state of Israel, Medina Yisrael. Israel is 73 years young, and by that I mean Medina Yisrael. And it was a dream of generations when I think that I come from 4 Holocaust survivors, and when we think of those who survived and those who perished, it was but a figment of their imagination and the deepest longings from the inner recesses, and for myself and for you. We don't know a world without Medina Israel. We don't know a world without the ability to walk the streets of Yerushalayim, to see the sunset on the Mediterranean Sea, to daven by the Kivrei Tzaddikim in the north. And it is something that sometimes, perhaps, Chalila, we start to take for granted. And yet, although avda tikvatenu, a tikva bat shnot alpayim, liot am chafshi be'artzenu, be'aretz tzion, Yerushalayim. Today was, or is, in Chutz Aretz Yom HaZikaron, and was in Eretz Yisrael Yom HaZikaron. My family and I were zocha to visit Eretz Yisrael 2 summers ago. A family trip for 2 weeks. One of the things we did, which I've spoken about, is we took a tour of Har Herzl. If you can call it that, we hired a private tour guide. And not the Herzl Museum, but Har Herzl itself, the military cemetery. We visited many kvarim. We visited the graves of Zecharia Baumel. You might remember when his remains were returned 2 years ago. We visited the grave of Professor Alman's son. We visited the grave of Max Steinberg, the lone soldier who fell in Mivtzatzok Eitan. We visited the graves. I requested specifically to go to the graves of Miriam Peretz's 2 sons. And she is emblematic of all the losses that our people have faced, the tens of thousands who have given their lives that we commemorate on Yom HaZikaron. I don't see it at all as a political day. For me, I can't understand how anybody cannot share in the suffering of Achinu B'nai Yisrael. Rabbi Lau, actually I'd like to quote it for you. I saw a fabulous quote by Rabbi Lau that my father actually sent me the other day, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau Shlita. It was a quote of the day, April 11th, 2021. We are world champions, said Rabbi Lau, in dying together. but in figuring out how to live together, we have not yet even finished basic training level. In dying together, we are world champions. And living together, unfortunately, we haven't quite gotten it together. For me personally, I don't understand how people can reject the notion of paying tribute. I'm not talking about halachically. Why did Hashem appear to Moshe in the thorn bush? Imo anochi b'tzara. When a Jew is crying, how can we not cry? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say to Aaron and Elazar and Yisamar, who were not allowed to leave the Mishkan, Achechem kol beis Yisrael yivku es asreifa asher saraf Hashem, and the fact that we can go to Eretz Yisrael, the fact that we can daven at the Mekomis HaKadoshim, the fact that we can enjoy walking in the streets and fulfill the mitzvahs of tlias b'aretz through food while we are there. So that is in great tribute, and with deep thanks to those who have unfortunately sacrifice the ultimate for simply being Jews, part of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. So in tribute to Yom HaZikaron, and then we will move on to discuss the idea of Eretz Yisrael and look it through the lens of Torah as well. Miriam Peretz's two sons were killed in battle. Her son Uriel fell at the age of 22 in 1998 in the north in battle with Hezbollah, and her son Eli Raz fell in 2010 in battle with Hamas in the Gaza Strip. When we visited Har Herzl, we stood by their graves. I recited Tehillim at their graves, and she is a symbol of not only a bereaved mother, but of tremendous amuna. On the eve of Yom HaZikaron 2010, writes Miriam, less than a month after Eli Raz died, I was asked to write a piece about my feelings. And this is what Miriam wrote. Uriel and Eli Raz, my life's joy and my heart's grief. Forgive me, my beloved children. Forgive me that I am here, continuing without you. Life grasps onto me. It grips me by force and doesn't release me. I don't know why. Why me? I am a mother, like all other mothers, hoping for her children's success, health, and safety. Like all other mothers, I am afraid, worried, and hurting. Forgive me, Uriel, my eldest son. This year, I will not stand beside your grave on Yom HaZikaron. I have done so for 12 years, half of them with Abba at my side. Her husband, Eliezer, died in between the deaths of her first and second son at the age of 56, says Miriam, of a broken heart. And Eli Raz stood beside me for 12 years. Eli Raz, who salutes you and silently shouts, my brother, my beloved, Uriel. I am sure you know that Eli Raz, your brother who you so admired and loved, the one you always told me was better than you, your brother Eli Raz has joined you. This year, I will stand beside him because he needs me. He's new in your section. He has to get used to the dark, to the earth. You know, I never played favorites between the two of you. I always sat between you. With my right hand, I stroked your golden locks. With my left hand, I smoothed Eli Raz's kinky curls. A hug on the right, a hug on the left, always together with one mother. But now, I stand at a distance. 4 yards separate you, Uriel, from Eli Raz. When you go to her Herzl, the graves are not far from each other. The graves of the two Peretz boys, very close. I will gaze at you from behind Eli Raz's grave. I know you will allow me, Uriel. I hear your voice saying, Ima, my younger brother Eli Raz needs you now. I'll be fine. I permit you, mother. I permit you to be with Eli Raz for more time. But when you're finished, when you have poured out your heart and your pain, Ima, come to me for a little while. I, Uriel, need you too. Because a mother's embrace is never forgotten. Maybe with me, you'll find some small comfort. I'll give you a big hug, Ima, and I will say, don't worry, Ima, I'm here. I paved the way for Eli Raz. Ima, I'm here with Abba. Abba's waiting with his talit, his two hands stretched out towards our heads to bless us. Yivarachacha Hashem v'yishmerecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. And you, dear Ima, you must continue the life of a mother. For yourself, for Avichai al Yasaf Hadassim Bat El, for Shlomit, Eli Raz's widow, and Eli Raz's children, who I did not even know. And now the narrative switched back to Miriam. And I, your mother, says Miriam, will forever hear the voice bursting from your tiny cradle, from your grave. I will always hear the lullaby you love to hear before bed. The light has been gone for a while. Don't leave now as well. Come, Ima, come, Ima. Sit with me until I grow up. Hugging, kissing, loving and continuing Ima. Miriam says, since her boys were killed, her mantra is a pasuk from Eicha. Ki gadol kayam shivreich mi yer pelach. Your brokenness is as vast as the sea. Who can heal you? In his first speech to the Knesset, as newly elected prime minister, Prime Minister Menachem Begin was elected in 1977. He was known as the most Jewish of all of Israel's prime ministers. He spoke of the ongoing link between the Jewish people and the land of Israel. And Menachem Begin said, it is a land that our ancestors loved, our only land. We cleaved to it for generations. We prayed for it. We yearned for it. We loved it with all our hearts and all our souls. We do not forget it for a single day. We do not forget the land. As we wander the diaspora, our sacred ancestors kept its name on their lips, even as they were dragged to death by the murderous enemy. It's hard. Baruch Hashem, I think I'm a generation older than you. When we are born into a world where Medina Yisrael is a given, sometimes hard to appreciate the miracle that it was and is. And after 2,000 years of wandering, a mere 3 years after the Shoah, with refugees and survivors pouring into the land, when we were on Har Herzl, there's a section for Holocaust survivors who were sent to battle in the War of Independence with numbers on their arms, and no one even knew their names. They were given a gun. They survived the Shoah. And they were killed to establish the state. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, Hey, Amar Aleph, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we're coming up to Lag BaOmer soon. Omer, Shalosh Matanos Tovos, Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, V'kulo No Nasan Ela Al Yedei Yisurin. The Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that Hashem gave us three good gifts, Matanos Tovos, but they are all given only through Yisurin, through suffering, through travails, through tribulations, Eluhin. And what are they? Torah, the Eretz Yisrael, the Ha'olam Haba. A person has to toil and work if they want to acquire Torah, if they want to live a life of Torah. If a person wants a portion in Ha'olam Haba, they have to toil and work. And Eretz Yisrael is a Matana Tova, but it is given Al Yedei Yisurin. My grandfather left us memoirs. My four grandparents are Holocaust survivors. Yitzchak ben Moshe, Alav Hashem, in his town, Yuskerbuk, he left us memoirs. It's called In 7 Camps in 3 Years. He was in Poland, first in the ghetto, etc. Reb Peretz Feder and I slept on one pallet. We talked continually about the murderers, that they were sent by God and their end is near. And we said, we suffer now, so Mashiach will come. Whoever will survive this hell, it was written in Yiddish, we'll love to see a Jewish state. The beautiful pasuk in Sefer Devarim, Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Yud Beis. What is God's relationship? What is God's connection to the Holy Land? Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh osa tamid. Einei Hashem Elokecha b'mereishis hashana v'ad achrish shana. It is a land that God seeks out. Sometimes we become so distracted in galus and chutz arts. And I think especially this year with the COVID pandemic, there were so many distractions. It was a very difficult year for so many reasons, for so many people on so many levels. And coming off the heels of such a year, as the word starts to go back to some sense of normalcy, Be'ezrat Hashem, it's hard sometimes to pay attention to Eretz Yisrael and our ga'aguim, our longing, and what it means to us as observant Jews who live in a time when the state, sometimes taken for granted, sometimes we come bogged down by the politics. I saw a cute meme my son sent to me. I would say he's probably your age. He sent me a meme. I don't mean to brag, but I'm still counting Israeli elections with a bracha. Sometimes we come so bogged down by the politics that we forget. What does God feel towards Eretz Yisrael? And we have a mitzvah, a lachta b'drachav, to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to yadal av, and Shabbos kuf lamed gimel amud beis. We have to go, mahu af atal, what God does you do? So, Mahu Ohev Eretz Yisrael, Af Ata Ohev Eretz Yisrael. Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh osa tamid einei Hashem Elokecha ba mireshus l'shana v'ad ach v'shana. Says Rav Soloveitchik, by Joseph B. Soloveitchik Zatzal, Hasharas Hashchina, the reality of the divine presence, is a continuous process in Eretz Yisrael. Hasharas Hashchina is part of the climate. Just as there are different kinds of climates, says the Rav, cold climates and warm climates, wet climates and dry climates. Similarly, there are climates completely devoid of the divine presence and climates very conducive to the divine presence. Just as it is natural to get up in the morning and see the sun shining or hear the rain falling, in Eretz Yisrael, it is natural to get up in the morning and find the Shechina. Just as one who walks out in the rain will get wet, and one who walks in the sun will be warm. One who lives in Eretz Yisrael, who walks in Eretz Yisrael, will feel and absorb the Ruach HaKodesh. He will be saturated with Kavod Elokim. Certain places where the prophets, thousands of years ago, had conversations with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are endowed with the potential of Hasharas HaShechina for everyone. I hope, and I surmise, but I don't know for sure, you have all been, at least once, to Eretz Yisrael. And we all know that what the Rav is saying in poetic language, based on this pasuk from Devarim, Parshas Ekev, do you feel the same in Eretz Yisrael? The Rav tells over in a different shir that there was a Jew in Boston, who would give a Motzei Shabbos shir every year in Boston, who came to him and he said, he went to Eretz Yisrael for the first time. He went to the Western Wall. So the Rav says, "Nu, how was it?" So the man said it was a wall, like any other wall. So Rav says, "A wall? Like any other wall?" Do you feel the same in Eretz Yisrael? It is saturated with Hasharas HaShechina. Those who want, says the Rav, can receive it even today. Anyone who is in Eretz Yisrael, who kisses the stones where the prophets walked, he merits to share in the divine presence, regardless of whether he is a great scholar or not. The gates of heaven are open to Tzion. Anything that emerges or comes down, says the Rav, from the gates of heaven, comes down to Tzion. Quote, there are special windows in heaven that are open to Tzion. Enei, and now he quotes the Pasuk, Enei Hashem Elokecha ba mireshus hashana ad ach v'shana. No other land in the world, says the Rav, can imitate this quality. All one needs to do is open oneself up to the divine flow, like dew, like a stream, coming down upon the land from heaven. Mahu ohev at Eretz Yisrael, mahu doresh at Eretz Yisrael, mahu mechabek at Eretz Yisrael kaviyacha, af ata. And life circumstances sometimes prevent us from being there, and clearly I'm not giving anyone a mussar speech at all because I'm speaking to you from Woodmere, New York. But we have to know where we're going, religiously, metaphysically, spiritually, where our destination is. What Eretz Yisrael means to the Ribbono Shel Olam, what it has meant to generations and millennia of our forefathers and foremothers, and what it should mean to us. I once heard an amazing Torah part from Rabbi Shai Schechter in regard to Eretz Yisrael. Now I'm going to screen share. Could you see my screen, ladies? Thank you. So Rabbi Schechter pointed out something incredible. And he said when he, I heard this a few years ago, I think it was online chat, I don't remember, online, in person. And he said when he noticed it, he was so taken by it. And it's something that I often think about when talking about Eretz Yisrael. What is God's first communication to the patriarchs, our Avot, and our first leaders? Now, Hashem had a lot to say. Avram left or cast him in Haran, 75, and he died at 175. And Moshe, from the time you meet him in Perek Beis of Shmos when he's born until Vezosa Bracha, him and God speak panim upon him. Lo kein avdi Moshe, b'chol besi nemanu, panim upon him, pal pal daberbo. God speaks to him clearly. And he has a lot to say to Moshe. And he has a lot to say to Avram. Okay, Yitzchak, enigmatic, a little less so. What's the first thing the Ribbono Shel Olam says when he introduces himself, Kaviyacho, so to speak, to our patriarchs and to our leaders? So let's look together. Here we have on the screen Bereishis Perek Yud Beis. First Pasuk I learned in elementary school, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Shem el Avram. Avram is 75 years old, and he was already thrown into the Kivshan Eish, Rashi to 11:28, and he already left with his father, and they left Dorkask, and they settled in Charad. Vayomer Shem el Avram. Nah, you're right. You discovered me when you were 3 or when you were 40, different shitos. And here I am to verify that you're right. There is a God. That's the first thing Hashem said to Avram. You never met before. You never met me. Lech. Lecha. It'll be good for you. Me artzecha. Umi moladetcha. Umi beis avicha. Ela aretz asher eka. Pick up and leave your land and leave your birthplace and leave your father's home. And you know where you're going to go? To the land that I will show you. And there I will make you into a great nation. And there I will bless you and I'll make your name great. Ayelech Avram kasher deber elav Hashem. First thing Hashem said to Abram, not you're right, and people have been saying you're crazy for all these years, and they threw you into the fiery furnace, and I'm here to verify and validate your feelings. I'm here to tell you you're in the wrong land. God's first communication to Abram is go to the land. Yitzchak. So Yitzchak's very enigmatic. He's the most quiet, if you will, mysterious of all the avos. That's the first thing Hashem says to Yitzchak. There was a famine in the land. Baruch Avav, a Bereshus on the screen. Not the first famine that was in the days of Abraham when he had to go down to Egypt. Ramban said it was a sin, whatever. He left. No. So Yitzchak goes to the king of Plishtim to dwell in the territory of Gerar. And Hashem appears to him. That's the first thing Hashem says to Yitzchak. Al Tered Mitzrayim, what are you doing? Shechon Ba'aretz. Shechon Shechina. Stay where my Shechina is, in this land. Gur ba'aretz hazos ve'yeh imach imcha avarechacha. Stay in this land, and I will be with you, and I will bless you, because to you and your offspring, to your seed, I will give all these lands. That's the first thing Hashem said to Yitzchak. They don't even have so many conversations, the two of them. Stay in this land. This is the land. Yaakov, what's the first thing God said to our patriarch Jacob? He's running away. He's just spent 14 years in shame behavior. And the first recorded text in the Torah of Hashem's communication, Peruchav Ches, famous dream, Sulam Yaakov. And he's sleeping, and he has a dream, and there's a ladder, and there's angels going up and down. What's the first thing Hashem says to Yaakov? Don't worry, Esau's not going to kill you, you're going to have 12 Shvatim, I'm going to be with you, you'll be fine, you'll be safe, don't worry that you took the blessings. No! Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha, Elokei Yitzchak, Ha'aretz, Asher Ata Shochev Alei Lecha Etnena, Udezarecha. Hashem had a lot to say to the patriarchs. They founded the Ummah Yisraelis. We're here because of them. We could worry about everything else later, said God. First, you need to know something. Never take it for granted. That's the first thing said to Avram, leave this land, go to the land that I will show you. What's the first thing said to Yitzchak? Don't leave the land. This is your land. What's the first thing he said to Yaakov? Not go establish the 12 tribes. Not go marry your four wives. Not im lovam garti v'tariyag shamarti and shtaig in lebeis medrash. What's the first thing he said? Ha'aretz asher ata shochev aleiha lecha etnena lezarecha v'hashivosicha el ha'adama hazos. Yeah, you got to go into Golas, but I'll bring you back. Moshe Rabbeinu, and now we go to the book of Shemos. So Moshe is born in Perek Beis, and then he runs away in Perek Beis because he hits the mitzvah, he's hitting the Jew, whatever, goes, leaves, Tzipora, fine, he's by the burning bush, Perek Emma. He's minding his own business, he's 80 years old. The Ramban says, Ramban to Shemos 225, 223. He was away for 60 years, and he's minding his own business, and he's not bothering anybody, and he's with the sheep. Oh my gosh, there's a malach of Hashem in a flame of fire in the middle of the burning bush. And it's burning and it's not being consumed. Wow. Let me turn and see. This is so strange. Why is this bush not being burned up? Moshe, Moshe, he hears a voice. And Moshe says, here I am. And God says, okay, take off your shoes. I'm going to introduce myself. I'm the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Yaakov. Moshe hides his face. And what does Hashem say? I have seen the affliction of my people. I have heard their outcry. I am coming down. God, infinity will be mitzamtzeim. He will contract to come down, kavyachot, a sacrifice on the part of God, says the Rav, when he has to be mitzamtzeim. But I'm coming down. This is not their land. I'm taking them out of this land, Moshe. You have so many years out of you. You're 80. You're going to die. You're 120. You have a 40-year career. This is Moshe of the Torah. This is Moshe of all the mitzvos. This is Moshe of Halacha Moshe Misinai. This is the Moshe, the man of prayer who never stopped praying for the people. You know, the first thing you have to know at the beginning of your career. I'm coming down. Because Mitzrayim is not the end point on the journey. It's only the beginning. You know what the end point is? Ula halos mina artzahi al aratz tova urechava. Al aratz avat chalav udvash. I'm coming down, God said to Moses at their first meeting. Before he even says about the signs and put your hand in your sleeve and they're going to believe you, I'll be with you, Aaron will be your interpreter. No! Aratz Yisrael. Say for Yehoshua. It's unbelievable. And it was after the death of Moshe, the servant of God. And God said to Yehoshua ben Nun, the servant of Moshe, saying, Moshe, my servant has died. Va'ata, and now, kum, avar et hayarden hazeh. Get up, cross this Jordan, you and the entire nation. El ha'aretz asher anochi notein lehem levnei Yisrael. Wow. Says Rabbi Shai Schechter, and I just showed you all the psukim. That's God's first communication with the Avos and with Moshe and with Yehoshua. I have a lot to tell you, but know your destination. How does the whole Sefer Bereishis end? Yosef HaTzadik in death. The entire Sefer Bereishis closes. Sefer HaYetzira. Sefer HaSimanim, Sefer Bereishis. Vayomer Yosef Elecha Vanochi Meit. But Egypt is not where we belong. Vanochi Pakod Yivkor Etchem. Elokim Pakod Yivkor Etchem. God's going to take you out of here. V'ha'ala Etchem min ha'aretz hazot, ala aretz asher nishba la'avraham Yitzchak le'Yaakov. You know what Yosef's Mesorah is? You know what Yosef said at the end of his life? We're getting out of here. And when you get out of here, Pakod Yivkor Elokim Etchem, take my bones with you. After 73 years, for a generation that does not know a world without Medina Israel, it can be too easy for us to forget the gift that is Medina Israel. Eretz Israel was already gifted to us, but we weren't able to access Eretz Israel in days gone by, like we are today, because Eretz Yisrael was made into Medina Yisrael. I'm quoting from Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, out of the depths, who is the most famous child survivor of the Shoah, who of course went on Shlita to become the chief rabbi, Ashkenazic chief rabbi of Israel. His son Rav David Lau is the current chief rabbi. And he writes a story when his brother Naftali Lau, was being taken away. And they thought that that was the end. Despite the presence of the officers, Naftali did not give up on our goodbye, writes Rav Lau. Searching for a safer place to meet, he went to the rear of the block where there were no SS guards. With the last remnants of his strength, he called my name. He spoke to me for a minute, but every word remains engraved in my mind as if it were his last. Lulik, using Rav Yisrael Meir Lau's nickname, they're taking me. I hope, but I'm not sure, that we'll see each other again. But there's no way back from where they're taking us. You're a big boy. You'll be 8 in a few months. I can't and won't hide the truth. I see no chance of being saved from this hell. It's the end of the world. They took father. They took Milik, another brother. I don't know what happened to mother. She probably thinks about us all the time, but I'm not sure that mother's alive. And now they're taking me too. And Lulik, you will be alone. I see that you have friends here. The block commander's a good man. Fyodor likes you. Margolis takes care of you a little bit. Maybe there will be a miracle and you will survive. And this will end sometime. This is in the shadow of the SS. at the back of the barracks. I could tell you the story and you could listen to the story. We could read the story. We can't fathom with even one fiber of our being what this means. I've come to tell you there's a place in the world called Eretz Yisrael. Say Eretz Yisrael. Again, repeat after me. Says Rav Lau, I knew not one word of Hebrew, but I repeated those two words, Eretz Yisrael, without understanding. And Naftali said, Lulek, Eretz Yisrael is the home of the Jews. The foreign nations exiled us from there long ago. It is to there that we must return. This is the only place in the world where they do not kill Jews. If you stay alive, you will meet people who will want to take you to other places. You're a nice kid, but you are not going anywhere else. Remember what I say. Only Eretz Yisrael. We have an uncle there, Lulek. When you are saved and you get to Eretz Yisrael, give your name and say that you're the son of Rabbi Lau from Piatrika. That much you know. They'll look for your uncle according to your name. Goodbye, Lulek. Remember, Eretz Yisrael. That was all. Naftali walked towards the camp gate. I saw his back retreating until he disappeared from view. Naftali recalls that even as he moved farther and farther away, he still heard my heart-rending sobs. The pasuk tells us in the book of Vayikra, which we are currently in, right at the end of Vayikra, there's a pasuk that says, "Vahashimosi ani atar." It's in the middle of the klalos in Bechukosai. There's a pasuk that's a bracha in the middle of the klalos. "Vahashimosi ani es haaretz, v'shamamu alaha oivechem hayoshvim ba." I will lay your cities waste and make your holy places desolate. Hashimosi in the Asarts, I will lay the land waste. There'll be a wasteland after the Jews are kicked out of the land as a result of Galus. V'shamamu Allah oivechem hayoshvim ba. And your enemies who will inhabit and dwell upon the land will only find desolation. So Rashi says, Zo mida tova li Yisrael. This is good news. This is a good measure for Israel. Shelo yimtzu ha'oivim nachas ruach ba'artzam. Shatehei shomeima miyoshveya. As long as the Jews cannot have Eretz Yisrael, cannot inhabit Eretz Yisrael, mipnei chata'inu galinu meretzenu, misrachaknu me'al masenu. V'yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. Zatzal, the Rav, the old Yishuv. What's the difference between Mipnei Chata'inu, we said it the whole Pesach in our Musaf, Mipnei Chata'inu Galinu Me'artzenu V'nisrachaknu Me'ald Masenu? Mipnei Chata'inu Galinu Me'artzenu means because of our sins taka, we were exiled from the land. It's in the Torah, it's Beferish. What's V'nisrachaknu Me'ald Masenu? We have removed ourselves emotionally, spiritually, metaphysically, psychologically. We no longer think about her. We don't pine for her. We don't yearn for Eretz Yisrael. Physically, God removes us from the land. That's galus. Metaphysically, we remove ourselves from the land by becoming too enmeshed, too enraptured with the comforts, with the flashiness, with the Yetzer Hara of Chutz La'aretz. Ashi says, Vashimosi ani at haaretz, that's what the pasuk says, I will lay the land desolate. V'shamamu ala oivechem hayoshvim ba, and your enemies that will inhabit the land in your absence will find desolation. Ashi says, this is good news for us. Shelo yimtu ha'oivim nachas ruach ba'artzam. When the enemy inhabits our land, when we can't be there, the enemy will not find contentment or success in our land. Shatehei shomeima meyoshveya, the land will be desolate, says Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rashi, based on the Sifra, comments on this verse. This is good news for the nation of Israel. The land of Israel, says the Rav, cannot be built by just any group or any people. Only the Jewish people possess the capacity to transform the land into a settled land and to make the desolate waste bloom. This divine promise that we find in Bechukosai became a miraculous fact in the history of the land of Israel during various periods. We must not forget, even for a moment, says the Rav, that the land of Israel drew the nations of the world, Christians and Muslims alike, like a magnet. The medieval crusades were undertaken for the purpose of conquering the land of Israel and colonizing it with a Christian population. But all the efforts of the crusades were in vain. They did not take root in the land. Even the Muslims, who were already in the land, did not succeed in colonizing it properly. those who exile the Jewish people and replace them as residents of Eretz Israel will reside in a desolate land. They will starve because the land will not give herself to those inhabitants. Our enemies drove our ancestors out of Jerusalem. They set fire. Have you ever been to the burnt house in the old city? It's very kedai to go. They sent fire to the land. They destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, but they never colonized it and they never populated it. Har Tzion was desolate for a very long time. And despite many attempts, not a single people nor a single nation ever succeeded in establishing a successful state in Eretz Yisrael. Many people were ready. They were eager. It was holy to the Muslims and holy to the Christians. It was occupied by the Romans, by the Byzantines, by the Muslims, by the Crusaders, the Muslims again. It changed hands so many times, agriculturally, industrially, scientifically. No one was successful in the land. In the 18th and the beginning of the 19th century, entire continents, huge stretches of land, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, were colonized and settled by the British. In those lands, they took the desert, they took the jungle, they converted it to blossoming gardens. Yet the same British could not colonize Eretz Yisrael. She is a special land. She is an Eretz Chemda. No one was able to colonize on a grand scale. In fulfillment of this prophecy, Eretz Yisrael remained a desolate land. Contrast this to the flourishing yeshuv in Eretz Yisrael. It is a very young yeshuv, only since the turn of the 20th century, and the state was officially established in 1948. And yet, see what its members have accomplished. There is a sense of loyalty on the part of the land. She will never betray her people. She will not give herself to strangers or to conquerors. She will save herself only for the people to whom Eretz Yisrael belongs. At the end of the story, I know we have to finish at 3:30, Rabbi Bernstein told me, by Miriam Peretz. She would tell this to her mother. They came from Casablanca, Morocco, when Miriam was a young girl. She would tell this to her mother on consecutive Shabbatot. The story was, with Miriam's a little bit changes, called Three Gifts, Three Presents by Y.L. Peretz. Once a soul went up to heaven, but it wasn't accepted into the Garden of Eden. The angels asked it to go back down to earth and bring up three gifts, which would allow it to open up the longed-for gates of Eden. The soul went back down to earth and took a simple pin, P-I-N. A young Jewish girl had used it to pin her skirt when she was tied to the tail of a horse that galloped through the city streets. The girl was so modest, she didn't want anyone to see part of her flesh. And though the pin had pricked her and caused her to bleed, she continued to wear it to protect her modesty. The soul took that pin, which was soaked with the blood. It went up to heaven and the gift was accepted, but the gates of Eden did not open. On the second journey, the soul went back down. It brought a single thread from the kippah of a Jew who stood between two rows of men who whipped him. They flogged him mercilessly. And when they had their fill, he lifted up his hand. He felt his kippah had fallen off. He bent down to pick it up. The rounds of beating began again until he gave his soul to the Creator. The soul took a single thread from that kippah up to heaven. The gift was accepted, but the gates of Eden did not yet open. On its third journey, the soul reached the wastelands of Siberia, coming to the home of a Jew just as a gang of robbers were breaking into the home. The Jew stood beside a small chest, and he watched the robbers burst in, and he protected that chest with his very body. The robbers pushed him aside, and they thought a treasure must be hidden inside that chest if he was protecting it. He fought them until he collapsed, because inside the chest was a box, and inside the box was dust from the ground of the land of Israel. The soul flew up with this dust from the wastelands of Siberia to heaven, the dust of Eretz Israel, and the gates of Eden opened. Through the dust of the land of Israel, the soul entered the world to come. Kol Amar Hashem, Shafti El Tzion, Zechariah Peraches, Psukim Gimel through Hey. Kol Amar Hashem, Shafti El Tzion. So says God, I will return to Zion. V'shachanti b'toch Yerushalayim. I will dwell, shachanti, shchina, mishkan, shachin. I will dwell in Yerushalayim. V'nikra a Yerushalayim, ir ha'amet. Jerusalem will be called the city of truth. V'har Hashem tzvakot har kodesh. And the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain, ko amar Hashem tzvakot, so says God. Od yeshu zekeinu zekeinu b'rchovot Yerushalayim. Once again, I promise you, through your 2,000 years of wanderings, the Geula will come, and old men and old women will sit in the streets of Yerushalayim. V'ish mishanto biyado meirov yamim, old man with a staff in his hand, who is well on in years. U'rechavod ha'ir yimalu yeladim v'yelados mesachakim b'rechov aseha. One day again, God said to Zechariah, the streets of the city will be full of young boys and young girls playing in the streets. Should be Zocha. The military cemeteries are full enough. As we commemorate Yom HaZikaron and move into Yom HaAtzma'ut, we remember those who have been lost, and we give thanks to the Ribono Shel Olam for the gift of Medinat Yisrael. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we should welcome the ultimate Geula. Thank you all. I thank Rabbi Bernstein for inviting me, and I thank everyone for joining, and I wish you a Chag Atzmaut Sameach. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Rabbi Bernstein.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.